Oh, it was just super. It was just super. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Indeed, super here as well. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Matt and Sam today. Sam, you have proven you're not really a sports fan, but did you tune into the Super Bowl at all yesterday?
I mean, I was listening on the radio, but I was delivering, so I didn't really get a chance. I saw a couple, like, highlights as I was walking past the bar in Luce, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, did you make some good coin?
Yeah, no, Super Bowl's a pretty good night, usually.
Well, there's nothing wrong with making some coin. A few thoughts about it, because, and first of all, there's just no way on the planet that you're going to get... the amount of the game living up to the hype that they're putting out there. There's just no way. I mean, it's not even possible. There's so much hype on it. I will repeat what I've always say about these things. The military is used way too much as a prop here. It's nice you guys want to bring some military awareness, but what are you really doing? Hey, what you're really doing is you're trying to equate your product, Fox Television and the NFL, to we're patriotic. When you think of patriotism, think of us. But the reality is showing some troops and saying thanks to the troops is nice, but how about you take $10 million from yesterday's show? There are 60 guys that in the Iranian bombing attack have brain injuries right now because of that. Why don't you take 10 million bucks of that profit margin you guys made as you were shoveling money into your mouths, and why don't you take some of that money and give it to those guys and their families and help them out? Why don't you do that? How about you want to show me you really support the troops? Well, why don't you do that? You got plenty of money, NFL. You got plenty of money, Fox Television. You can do that. And one of the truth is, what's wrong with saying salute the troops? I'll give you a great example. Those guys that they had during the national anthem, that they woke up some guys in the middle of the night. And I probably didn't wake them up. They're probably up for the Super Bowl. But you demanded they get back in their uniforms, go on out to a pitch black tarmac where you've required some pilot to move a plane in front of because you can use that as a prop. Just so that for 5 freaking seconds of the national anthem, you can turn a camera on overseas and say, see, here are the troops, and they love football, too. They think we're the most patriotic. Dude, don't be jerks. You're being jerks. Look what you made those guys do. Respect them and give them their time off so they can watch the freaking Super Bowl without having to be used as a prop. You have a color guard there from Washington, D.C. You have planes flying over your stadium at a taxpayer expense of a few million bucks, I might add. And yet it's not enough. You have to go rouse some troops out of bed, get them dressed, put them on a dark tarmac and have it. Please, come on. Come on. You want to show me some that you do respect the troops by respecting the troops, okay? Just show me that. There are a lot of things about that game, which I want to, break down a little bit more. I think that someone made the point, the Kansas City Chiefs do one of the Native American, chants I don't think most people realized it until the Chiefs were there because the Chiefs suck. I mean, they did suck. I mean, they won the Super Bowl yesterday. The game was okay. I mean, the last 10 minutes of the game were, just watching Kansas City just roll over the 49ers. But still, I mean, it was, overall it was a decent game. But the Kansas City Chiefs, they do a Native American chant, which once again, here is a bunch of white people insisting that Native Americans, you don't have any right to be offended. You're just being sensitive. We're trying to honor you. No, you're not. You're chanting after you got a few beers in you at a football game, and you're like, hey, you know how the football team's name is a Native American name? Let's do a Native American chant. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. And I always love the idea that we're going to honor you by doing this. We're going to honor you by punching you in the face. Well, wait a minute here. I don't want you punching me in the face. No, we're honoring you by punching you in the face. I don't think that's an honor. I think that's actually kind of inconsiderate. How? You just don't understand how much of an honor it is for us to punch you in the face. No, I don't want you punching us in the face. I don't want you doing that. Well, we're going to punch you in the face. And just because you don't want it and you don't want to understand how much of an honor it is for us Caucasians to punch you Native Americans in the face doesn't mean that we're wrong doing it. We're just going to keep doing it, and it's to honor you. So get ready for a punch. You know? That is, that's what it is. And yeah, but you know, it's just because your team stunk. I mean, the Braves, I think they kind of try to deal with this with the Atlanta Braves. I think the Florida Seminoles to a point. I don't know if they cleaned up their act, but other places they have. It's just the Chiefs have finally all of a sudden become good enough to where people are paying attention to them, and they still do it.
Didn't North Dakota, the college, they used to be the Fighting Sioux, I think, right? Yeah. And they changed the name completely.
Well, yeah, because the jackass that basically built their ice arena demanded the university pay him back if they dare change the logo. If you dare change the logo, then and the mascot, that you've got to pay me back. You know, it's like, you know, if this isn't then just another great example of white privilege, just shut up. Just, I mean, you can't tell me you can't find another name for the team. And even if it does stay a Native American name, do you really have to do the chant? Do you, white guys living in suburbia, wealthy white guys that want to act as if, you know, that, you know, hey, I'm an expert on Native American studies, especially after my third Budweiser. This is kind of, let me tell you how much of an honor this is. Let me tell you how much of an honor this is. Is what's that?
Robert Pilot's going to call back in a second.
Okay, he's going to call back. Oh, all right. Well, I'd love to hear his thoughts on that. In case you didn't know, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the halftime show. J-Lo and Shakira, absolutely defying, age-defying. Age-defying. Absolutely outstanding. But you know who was upset? Franklin Graham, who apparently has never seen a cheerleader in his entire life. He's never seen a cheerleader. He was upset because they were wearing provocative clothing up there, and look at them gyrate. It's Shakira and J-Lo. They've been doing it for like this for a while. But they're all up in arms. I mean, I just, the hypocrisy of all of this. The First Lady of the United States is a former softcore porn star, for goodness sakes. Trump himself said, grab them by the P word, for God's sakes. And yeah, how many sexual impropriety complaints are there against Trump? And none of that bothered you. None of that bothered you. Cheerleaders don't bother you. And the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, who are hardly wearing a dang thing out there, that doesn't bother you. But because it was J-Lo and it was Shakira. And let's just make sure we're honest about something here. As these people attack them, this wasn't about the clothes. They were upset because it was, they're Hispanics. They made a great point about, you know, cages. They made a great point about how immigration, you know, it is part of this country, and that how we should respect immigrants and the immigrant cultures. And that's what really made them mad. But because they couldn't let their real feelings out. They all, well, they were dressed. There was a stripper pole. Have you seen the dance lines at some of these? My goodness. Go to your high school, for goodness sakes. Have you seen the routines that some of the high school cheerleaders do? And this bothered you? No. You were bothered for other reasons, Franklin Graham. Let's just make sure we're being honest about this. And like I said, if at least if you were just as any bit as angry as at anything Trump has done, which deserves criticism, as you seem to be about Shakira and J-Lo, well, then maybe I wouldn't think you're just a massive hypocrite. But, you know, hey, God forbid you actually read that book you claim to embody. God forbid you actually do that, because mocking disabled people, No matter what you say about J-Lo and Shakira, there is nothing those two people did on that field yesterday during the halftime that's 1/1,000th as bad as Donald Trump mocking a disabled man. For God's sakes, something he admitted. Robert Pilot is back with us. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going? Great show so far. I love it.
Thank
man,
you, sir.
I love J-Lo. I love J-Lo when she pulled out the Puerto Rican flag, too. On one side and the American flag on the other. That's telling you she stands by her people.
Absolutely, and I love how she set that up to where, you know, it's like, okay, everyone's watching, sees the American flag, but what does she do? On the outside, it's American. On the inside, she's Puerto Rican, and so she had the Puerto Rican flag out there. I thought it was a magnificent statement.
That was beautiful. Hey, and, you know, Atlanta still did the chop during the playoffs, and there was a Native American pitcher on St. Louis that got upset, and they stopped it. But, you know, the Chiefs have been doing this. I mean, I see old footage of the 69 Super Bowl, and they were doing it back then, too. So, I mean, we're used to it. It's numbing for our children to see how they disrespect us. And, you know, same old. Thanks for bringing it up.
No, Robert, one quick question, if I can ask out for everyone. When the white guy comes to you and says, hey, you get it all wrong, we're honoring you, what do you say to that?
BS. Baloney. Honor me. It's just like land acknowledgments. If you guys acknowledge that this is Lakota, Dakota land, then give it back, or it's just lip service.
Yeah. It's. I think that there is this mentality they put out there. And, Robert, thank you very much. I appreciate your input on this.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
You got it. You know, it's, as he says, I mean, it's there is the ultimate insult to injury here. I mean, there was an interesting point. Was it who was it? Gosh, was criticized. Was it Gazelka? I think it might have been Gazelka, who was saying, okay, because he was talking about how great it is what's going on in Israel. And I said, wait a minute here, you're basically backing up a 2,000-year-old document to validate land disputes in Israel, but yet you dismiss 1860s treaties with the Native Americans, which are supposed to be pretty frickin' ironclad. Treaties actually supersede the Constitution. They're supposed to, at least. And you go, I don't want to talk about it. Of course you don't. You know, if you want to honor Native Americans, there's a lot of ways you can do it that don't involve a bunch of drunk white dudes, you know, putting on face paint and Native American costumes and pretending, look at me, I'm a Native American. There's plenty of ways to do it. A few other things quickly here I should mention. Can I just say, as I point out that, you know, that Franklin Graham, and his outrage at the Super Bowl, and you look at J-Lo, and you look at Shakira, and how dare they? You know, I want to just point something out, because not only did you see J-Lo and A-Rod, and by the way, I'm going to say this, and I can't stand A-Rod. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan. I like the Red Sox. But here is Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. They're out there, just a happy American couple. Just a happy American couple. In the commercials, you saw Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. God, they're just, that's America. They're such a great couple, and they're just so much fun. That, I mean, it's just, you know, they kind of embody what America's supposed to be. And we have right now in this country Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, who are, you know, Kristen Bell, of course, has come to The Good Place, and she's done a lot of things. She plays one of the characters on the Frozen movies. Dax Shepard is a recognizable actor. He hasn't had the success of Kristen, but they are a happy couple. They do a lot of things. They talk about their family, raising their kids. They seem to be just an adorable Americana couple. And you see, not only would Franklin Graham not have any problem with that halftime show, if all of a sudden Jennifer Lopez opened up her jacket and said, vote Trump, he would think it'd be the greatest halftime show of all time. A lot of it comes down to the fact that most of the people that are bothered by this show are mainly bothered by the fact that it's Latinos, Hispanics, proud Hispanics, talking about their story, talking about their culture, and not being apologetic about it. Nor should they. nor should they. If you're going to look at a Kristen Bell and a Dax Shepard and just say, you know what, that's Americana, well, then look at Chrissy Teigen and John Legend and say, that's just as much Americana. Look at J-Lo and A-Rod, look and say, that's just as much Native American. And you find a Native American couple, find a Korean couple, find a Japanese couple, find a Chinese couple, find a French couple. I could care less. You can find these people, and they represent America because that is what America is supposed to be, this grand melting pot. And I, as a white guy from Minnesota, can look at John Legend and Chrissy Teigen and A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez, and I don't feel threatened. I don't feel this. As a matter of fact, I'm damn proud of being an American when I look at them. I can be proud of them. Not basically wallowing in my personal hatreds that wallow underneath the surface of the skin. What annoys me the most about yesterday was there was a great message that was being sent beyond the fact that they're during that scene when they had the kids in the cages. I'm going to let you know that was a good swipe. That was, as much as you're upset about J-Lo's thong, let me remind you, you signed off on concentration camps on the border where kids are being locked up away from their parents, you jackass. That being said, Franklin, Frankie, the reality is that you are terrified of a multicultural country that is not controlled by the whites. And the reality is, that's the world that's coming. And unless you're starting to propose locking up 50% of this country, that's the world that is coming. So there's two ways you can look about it. You can create false anger and false, being upset about things in just a small, petty way to try to validate your continued racial-tinged bigotry, or you can just sort of say, you know what? That is freaking America. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to become. And I'm damn proud I'm from a country that not only has a Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard saying, hey, isn't that great wholesome American values? But you know what else is great wholesome American values? Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. And you know what else is great American values? Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. And then we can get to that point where it doesn't matter. It's just people, just humans. Then we'll make some breakthroughs. But to tell you how far we have to go, for God's sake, stop using the Native American chant, freaking Kansas City Chiefs. What's wrong with you people? It's about time we fix these issues. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello? Is anybody here? You there. I'm George Washington, here for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Where is everyone?
It was moved, sir. Ben Franklin blasted out an event on Facebook and invited everyone to Independence Hall. Didn't you get it?
I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get blasted out on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. SocialMediaMN.com or 763-244-4058.
Hi, it's Tom, and if you're struggling with what to get her this Valentine's Day, stop in at Continental Diamond for their Lila necklace. Starting at $5.95, this bezel solitaire necklace features a contemporary side diamond she's sure to love, and it's only on hand at Continental Diamond. Or surprise her with a pair of diamond studs available in many sizes and prices. So cherish her with Continental Diamond, your Valentine's Day headquarters, located in St. Louis Park, adjacent to West End, or at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Okay, I'll be right there, guys. Hey, oh, Deb, come on in. I thought you were the radon test guys.
The who test guys?
Didn't you see the paper Sunday? The Surgeon General issued another warning.
Oh, like the cigarette warning?
Exactly. Only now they're saying radon causes lung cancer. For non-smokers like us, radon is the number one cause of lung cancer.
You're kidding me, right? I have a smoke-free home and my family can still get cancer from radon?
Yep. That's why the Surgeon General says every home should be tested for radon.
But I don't smell any radon in my house.
No, nobody can smell radon. It's odorless, colorless, and tasteless. It just comes up from underground and seeps into your house.
Oh, great.
No, hey, it's no big deal. Even if they find high levels of radon, it can easily be fixed. My brother just had his house fixed. Now that's the radon test, guys.
So how did you find them?
First, you go to the EPA website.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon.
Mommy, I'll get it.
Oh, I'll be right there.
Me too.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment, real estate, wills, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Get down, get down. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. You know, there are two quick things. I did find very interesting, without a doubt, the minute I saw the Bill Murray Groundhog Day Jeep ad. I said, the minute I saw that, I said, it's going to win the ad meter thing. On the USA Today, they do the ad meter every year. It won. Guess what was the last place ad? Trump's ad was the worst by a mile, by the way. By a mile. I want to make sure I get that on. I thought that the I did like how they did the smart park by having smart park said by the most obnoxious accent that could deride it in the country, which is the Boston accent, and the fact that they had Chris Evans and John Krasinski and Rachel Dratch doing the cop smart park. That was a good ad too. That was a good one. But last place, Donald Trump. Last place. Worst. 952-946-6205. Randy is in St. Cloud. Let's bring him on in here really quick. Welcome on in, Randy.
I love that Trump. Last place.
Last place. Last place.
That's great. I wanted to just point out a little history. The NFL and Major League Baseball have been playing the national anthem before games since the beginning of World War II. But the NFL players didn't stand on the field during the national anthem until 2009. They started standing on the field for primetime games. And in 2015, Senator John McCain and Jeff Flake released a report that the Department of Defense had spent $7 million to pay NFL teams to do this. So this whole thing about disrespecting the troops, the whole deal of all those players standing out in front of the on the field before the games was a recruiting tool because recruitment was down by 2009.
And today it's basically just a, you know, look at us, aren't we patriotic? Like I said, what are you getting those guys up in the middle of the night for 5 seconds on the air on the national anthem? Just let those guys, let them have their night off, for goodness sake. They're doing a tough job.
And those senators even called it paid patriotism events.
Well.
And then one other quick thing I wanted to point out, that Pat Mahomes, the MVP of the Super Bowl, his father was actually a Minnesota Twin when he was born in 1995.
So he was born in town, wasn't he? Yeah.
No, he was born. They give his place of birth as Tyler, Texas.
Is it?
I said the same thing. I thought he was born
up here.
Well, it says he was born. Maybe his family had a home in Tyler, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it was in September, so his family was still up here playing baseball, but
yeah. Well, it was also the 95 Twins, so they were long out of it, so they could have gone home to refresh the house. Randy and St. Cloud, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. One last thing here, too. In case you missed it, Trump congratulated the state of Kansas for Kansas City, which, by the way, was a little bit of a surprise for Missouri, Because if now, if Sam, have you ever been to Kansas City?
I have not actually been there, no.
Smokey Joe's Barbecue, man. Just do it. Just swear to God, just do it. Bourdain put it on his top list of all-time restaurants. I went there. The beef tips are insane. The sandwiches are just delightful. Just go do it. Smokey Joe's, it's fantastic. And it happens to be in Missouri because the vast majority of Kansas City is in Missouri. Now, there is a Kansas City, Kansas, which is basically, I mean, I'm not going to compare it to Minneapolis, St. Paul, because St. Paul is delightful, has got culture, has got character. Kansas City, Kansas is a dumpster fire. And that's what it is. It really is. It's not very pleasant. It's basically Kansas. The Kansas side of Kansas City is basically where all the strip malls and the hotels are. Because everything else is in, and everything else is in the Missouri side of Kansas City. That's where the big buildings are at. That's where the culture is at. That's where the nice things are, and on the Missouri side. And on top of that, the Chiefs and the Royals play on the east side of town. They are nowhere near the river. They're over by Harry Truman's place, his library, his official library. So, you know, think about this. It's stunning. He's been on an office for 3 freaking years. He has been to the state. It's a red state. And this idiot still doesn't have any idea that Kansas City is in Missouri. Can you imagine what Republicans would be like if Obama had ever done that? How dare you? How dare you? What a freaking idiot. What an absolute moron. I do want to make sure I mention a few things here. First of all, thanks to Todd Colid. Todd is sponsoring AM 950 Radio this week, and we are very darn proud of him. Now, if you don't know the story of Todd, Todd used to live here. Now he lives in Spain, lucky dog. And he wants to help support the station because he really can't come over and buy stuff. It's not a convenient drive. So he sponsors the station. If you would like to sponsor AM 950 Radio, you can as well. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 for more information. And he wants to promote this time around. Democrats Abroad is the official Democratic Party arm for millions of Americans living outside the United States. They strive to provide Americans abroad a democratic voice in our government and elect Democratic candidates by mobilizing the overseas vote. So if you are yourself listening overseas, you're American, you can vote, by all means. Democrats Abroad. Democrats Abroad, a great source, especially if you're like a student who's going to be overseas during the time when this is going to happen. And make sure you know about Democrats Abroad. That's a huge, huge deal. Thanks, Todd. And once again, sponsoring AM 950, easy, 952-946-8885. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Chad Hobart, running in the special election February 4th to be our new Minnesota State Representative for Elk River, Big Lake, and Otsego. I'm a local business owner, former youth hockey and football coach. I enjoy deer and turkey hunting, and I'm the DFL and labor-endorsed candidate. We need to get our community moving again, fixing potholes and local roads and bridges. It's not hard to figure this out if you've been stuck on Highway 169 or Highway 10 or hit a pothole and ended up in a local repair shop. I get it, and will work to dedicate state bonding resources for Sherburne and Wright County for safe roads and bridges. I'm interested in building relationships and partnerships to get things done. I believe in a government that works for everyone. I believe God does, too. I ask for your vote February 4th. This special election is going to be decided by a handful of votes. Don't sit on the sideline. Early voting is an option. Visit ChadHobotForHouse.com. That's ChadHobotForHouse.com for more information.
Paid and prepared for by the Friends of Chad Hobart Committee.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, I will not say this next line.
I will friend you on all your social media sites.
Fine. My dad, Matt McNeil, is hotter than Billie Eilish right now.
I'm the bad guy.
No argument here. My dad loves a great value. That's why he loves the Rudy Luther Toyota Luther Advantage card. It saves our family money all year long.
You'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes with the Luther Advantage card. Get one at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Still the best halftime show, hands down. Programming brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is Nightingale. Fantastic sharing plates over there. If you've not tried this place out, fantastic. They've got great cocktails as well. Locally sourced food and beer. Beer and food. We'll go with that. Also, just a great atmosphere, too. 2551 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. It's Nightingale, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. Jim is in Minneapolis wanting to chime in on another one of the topics today, Iowa caucuses.
Yeah, hi, Matt. Are you following these Iowa caucuses?
Yes, I am. I mean, and I should mention that one of the things I was going to say at the beginning of the show, and I just didn't get time, is we got so many things over the next 3 days to talk about. We're not going to have any Democrats of the day in the next 3 days because we have a lot of things to get to. But, the Iowa caucuses is definitely one of the things that we're planning on talking about today.
Yeah, the Des Moines Register omitted the poll that had Bernie Sanders leading. Because Buttigieg was not included. Did you hear that?
I didn't. I saw that they did not release the poll. But was that the reason why? Is that they left off Buttigieg?
Well, that's the reason they gave. But I wonder if it was more, you know, like in 2016 when the Democrats conspired against Bernie to deprive him of what was rightfully his. I think Bernie would have beat Trump, actually.
Jim, I'm going to stop you right there. And I'm going to – let's pot this down really quick. And, Jim, you're more than welcome to keep listening here, but I'm going to make sure you guys understand this. I am not saying that the Democratic Party treated Bernie Sanders fairly, but I have already done the numbers on this. If you look at Bernie Sanders and his strategy, he completely and totally ignored the southeastern United States in 2016. He didn't even compete down there. And I know you, and I've talked about this before, I know you Bernie supporters are like, well, those states shouldn't matter. Shut up! Of course they matter. And for some reason, Bernie just didn't even go down there. And so, as much as you guys like to scream about superdelegates and conspiring in the back rooms, if you just do the numbers and the math, if he would have just shown up in some of those states, he would have won the Democratic nomination. At the end of the day, as much as you can criticize the Democrats for how ham-handed they were, and as much as you might not like Hillary Clinton, the reality is because Bernie completely ignored the southeastern United States, Hillary Clinton just racked up delegate after delegate because he wasn't even in Mississippi. He didn't even go to Georgia. He didn't go down there. And once again, your whole argument is, well, those states don't matter. You got into a primary caucus system that those states did matter. So you just dismissing them after the fact because your guy didn't do the job right is on you. And I am not going to take this revisionist history crap that basically says, well, Bernie was, that was your one. You got like this. Dude, you can say anything you like. I think the way that the system was set up in 2016, it didn't matter if it was Hillary or Bernie. I think the Russians were in on it. And that's the thing which is just hilarious about you guys. You guys want to completely dismiss the fact that clearly the social media in this country was manipulated mightily by the Russians and by the Trump campaign and with the help of the Israelis. You want to act, and because I know that's hard. It's hard to look in the mirror and say, well, maybe was my outrage really validated, or was my outrage being fueled by people who had a nefarious agenda? Just stop. This arrogance is just, the most annoying damn thing I can hear. I'm not saying if Bernie becomes a nominee, I will gladly vote for him. And if anyone says, well, he's a socialist. No, he's like an FDR. You know, the problem is that he's not going to be able to get half his agenda, 90% of his agenda through the House and the Senate. But if maybe the same people who love Bernie so much, who fight as hard for Bernie, actually fought for congressional seats and Senate seats with Bernie-like candidates as hard as they are about Bernie, they might be able to get something done. But until that time, he's going to go in there with this current bunch of people, and half the Democratic Party is not going to do what he wants. That being said, if he's the nominee, I'm going to gladly vote for him. You know why? Because he's not freaking Trump. Trump's a freaking train wreck. He's a burning train wreck in a burning dumpster. That's how bad he is. But this whole, no. I have posted this before. I will post it again. If you do the numbers, the fact that he did not compete at all, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, as I think Kentucky he did better in, but you run those states, you just do the math. My God, it was in like three of those states. Hillary Clinton walked away with like 96% of the delegates because there wasn't even an office for Bernie in those states because he didn't have a plan for the southeastern United States. And you can criticize the Democratic Party. You can criticize Hillary Clinton. Fine, you want to do that? If you're going to criticize Hillary Clinton because she didn't get into Wisconsin, well, then why didn't Bernie get into the southeastern United States? And you want to know the truth is, that's, you know, in my mind, this is the way I think about Bernie Sanders is, why didn't you do this? You could have been the nominee. Why didn't you do this? You could have, if you just gave a minimal effort in the southeastern United States, you would have won. But none of the Bernie fans want to point that out. None of the Bernie fans want to accept that. I can't help you. That's numbers. That's not opinion. That's numbers. Now, once again, if Bernie Sanders is the nominee this time, that's fine. But this, get over it. I mean, as you guys like to scream at Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton needs to get over it. No, you guys need to get over it because what are you saying all the time? Hillary was the worst candidate ever. She would have been like, Bernie was lost. Bernie! That's what you guys are like. Stop it. Stop it. For God's sakes. I mean, just imagine the biggest jackass at any party sitting there going, and you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're wrong, and then sitting there saying, why doesn't anyone want to be standing by me at the end of the night? I don't know. Why don't they? You answer that yourself. Dear God. I like Bernie on certain things. It's his fans I'm not exactly the most eager about. I'm just going to be blunt. You guys are just a smidge intense. A smidge. And you don't want to accept the fact that if he would have done anything at all in the southeastern United States in 2016, he would have been the nominee. You should have taken a lesson from Barack Obama in 2008 because he took every state seriously. And he won. And that was a close race, too. We forget about that. And there was a lot of vitriol back then. But, you know, hey, God forbid I actually ruin your fantasy world. It is caucus night in Iowa. Bernie's going to win. And here's why I say this, because he does so much better on caucuses than he does in primaries. Primaries, that was another problem he had last year, and he just could not figure out, in 2016, how he couldn't figure out how to bring the success he was having at the caucus level to the primary level. And that was something that eluded him. He'll do very well in the caucuses. You know, I'm not doubting that. I mean, and if I'm Bernie Sanders, here's my biggest concern right now. You're going to probably win Iowa. You're definitely going to win New Hampshire. But then you walk into a buzzsaw in South Carolina and into Nevada. And trust me, the people like to say, Iowa doesn't make or break any political campaign. It does not. New Hampshire can, but I think this time around people know that Bernie's going to win it. South Carolina is where you start really seeing the rules of attrition play in. And it's been interesting. I talked about this on the air. Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she has been running ads like crazy down there. She's kind of forgone Iowa. She's forgone New Hampshire. There are billboards coding that state with Tulsi's name on it. Biden's been down there. He's spending a lot of time in South Carolina and in Nevada. His people are really working to pick those two states up. You got to you have to have a game plan in place. If you're Bernie Sanders, you have to have a game plan in place for what happens after the first two, because it does you no good to win Iowa and New Hampshire and then fall into fifth place in South Carolina and fall into fifth place in Nevada. It does you no good. And you can at that point scream all day long about it's unfair and it's wrong. And by the way, the stupid thing with the rules on the debates where all of a sudden they're just changing them just to get Bloomberg in there. What are you doing? Bloomberg, if you want to take this seriously, he can take it seriously. Open up state offices, campaign in state by state. We can criticize the Democratic Party for that as well. But the reality is that, you know, he's looking at that Super Tuesday. He's looking at, you know, pulling a lot of delegates. It's my gut feeling is right now, I still think it's one of the three. I think it's either Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, or Elizabeth Warren. I think one of those three will be the eventual nominee. How we get there remains to be seen. But, you know, you take that first step tonight. And once again, for all you Bernie people out there that are always like, he's a hater, just listen to me. He's going to win. He's going to win in Iowa. If Bernie doesn't win in Iowa, that would be a massive upset. And yeah, it sounds like the Des Moines Register kind of dinked around with this, that they said they didn't include Buttigieg. If that's the case, how did you forget Buttigieg, man? I mean, there are plenty of further down the line, you know, Deval Patrick, for God's sakes. I mean, he's still running. You know, there's a lot of people that you could have forgotten to include in there. One of the top five pollers, I don't know how you do that. But, you know, here's, once again, my vow. I don't care if it's Bernie. I don't care if it's Joe Biden. I don't care if it's Elizabeth Warren. I don't care if it's Amy Klobuchar. I don't care if it's Andrew Yang. I don't care if it's Pete Buttigieg. I don't care if it's Michael Bloomberg. I don't care. Anyone will be better than Donald Trump. Concentration camps with children in cages. End of story. We're done. If when this whole process is over, you're still having a freaking pity party and you're vowing, I'm never going to do this again. Shut up. Go away. This is, if this truly is going to be, if you are going to sit there at the end of this and through the process and get angry because the eventual nominee is not the person you wanted, I don't care who that person is. Just suck it up. We're done. We move forward. And we'll take whoever the Democratic nominee is. Like I said, I can't tell you, Sam, how many people I have had, Bernie supporters, who will sit there and say, there's something really wrong with Hillary. She needs to learn how to let this go. But let me talk about how Hillary robbed Biden or Bernie in 2016 and how Hillary's an evil human being. Dude, that's a two-way street, okay? That really is a two-way street. And once again, my prediction, Bernie's going to win tonight, and he'll win by a mile. If he doesn't win by a mile, that would be a massive upset. And he'll win New Hampshire. And then I got to see what his game plan is going to be in South Carolina, because I have a feeling he's about to hit a buzzsaw in South Carolina. Mike is in Columbia Heights. Let's take Mike really quick here before we get into the break. Hi, Mike. Welcome on into the show.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
A lot of anti-Semitism and racism down in Southeast United States, but that's not why I called. Franklin Graham, you know, Shakira gives millions of dollars and starts all kinds of charities down in South America and specifically in Colombia. And she's married to a soccer star, and she's only married to a soccer star. She's a good mom and a good wife. And if anybody looked into it, they'd find out that that's the truth. And lastly, what she does in her act is a belly dance. And belly dancing is an art form from Turkey and the Middle East that is respected all over the world except for that doofus Franklin Graham.
Well, if it was a Caucasian woman in a suburban belly dancing clinic, I'm sure he'd be like, isn't that great they're doing something like that? That's just physical fitness. But it's Shakira showing him how it's done, and all of a sudden it's a bad thing. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And going back to your first point, yeah, there's a lot of racism in the South. Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that those states don't count. It doesn't mean those states don't count. You know, we have a process in place. The system is you compete in each state. And the point is the electability overall, not just in the handpicked states where you do well. It's overall, which means you have to win in Iowa and then in New Hampshire. And then you have to go to the southeastern United States. And then you got to go out to the Mountain West. And then on Super Tuesday, you had better be ready to go because you got to deal with people as diverse as California and Minnesota. You better be ready to go. And just stop demanding everyone needs to do what you say and show. Don't just sit there and scream, give me a reason to vote for your guy. And by the way, for anyone out there that's anti-Bernie, let me just once again repeat something here. He's FDR. You know, the greatest Democratic president we've ever had? FDR. He's FDR. FDR had a lot of social-based programs. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't know how I could vote, then you're saying that you would have never voted for FDR for any of his four terms. Because of the little secret there. Once people realize a socialist-based democratic and capitalistic policy actually wins. It's how most of Europe is doing it. People like that. Well, then all of a sudden people say, well, maybe we should keep going with this guy. Ta-da! So, you know, I'm from both sides. Bernie guys, you're likely going to win the caucus tonight. Let it go about Hillary. Let it go. Just focus on now. You're probably going to win tonight. You're probably going to win there. For all the people that are anti-Bernie people, he's FDR. He really is. Because FDR, trust me, when FDR came into office, dude, that was as far as changing out presidents from Hoover to FDR, that was some freaking whiplash right there. That was some freaking whiplash. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Ugh, I only have four more months of this. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
We're breaking out this time.
Oh, Bernie got some delegates in the South. Yeah, he got like, you know, I think Mississippi was like 92-8%. That's not, you're not going to, you know, if you're going to give that much of an advantage, with after all the states in the Southeast, you're going to have 17 delegates to her 300. Guess what? You just dug yourself a big hole. I'm not saying those were the actual numbers. I'm just saying as an example, because I know that's not, there's not 317. You're full of lies. Bernie forever. God damn it. Four more months of this. Four more months. Oh, God. Also, I should mention we did have closing statements in the impeachment trial today. Joni Ernst is truly a massive jackass, the Republican from Iowa, who basically, as part of her defense, has been, we can't criticize, or we can't impeach Trump. We can't impeach Trump because all you're doing is undoing an election, and that's illegal. She immediately followed that up with a vow that they will undo the 2020 election if Joe Biden is the winner, if they can do it. And so I like, you know, they can't even stay consistent on this stuff. But I want to make sure, and I wrote this because this, at the end of the day, what the Republicans are banking on, if you watched how the Republicans, the Trump team did their defense, slowly but surely they cleared out, you know, excuse after excuse that got knocked down. At the end of their entire argument, it just basically came down to this. The president can do whatever they want to as long as they feel in their heart that it's in the country's best interest. They might not agree with it, but since he felt like what he was doing was good, it was in his heart. This is their thing. Whatever this means, that in his heart he felt like it was in the country's best interest, that this is okay. If you are a Republican and you vote for this, if you think that this should go, this is what you're saying now is fair game for all presidents to do, including Democratic ones. Lie constantly. Lie constantly about things which are easily proven to be lies. Refuse to answer questions from Congress. Refuse to allow the administration, your administration, to cooperate with Congress. Refusing to submit evidence to Congress. All those things, once again, you're setting the standard that says a Democratic president in the future can basically say when some snarky Republican congressperson comes out and says, you need to hand over the information. They said, no, we're going to go with your Trump standard and I'm not going to do it. And they're going to be like, don't bring up Trump. Just act like Trump didn't exist and we're going to go back to the way things were. Ask foreign countries to interfere in our election. That will now be legal. Blackmailing foreign countries to interfere in our elections will be legal. Use federally approved aid to blackmail foreign countries to interfere in elections. That will be legal. Set up a second State Department, a shadow State Department tasked with installing a foreign policy not in the best interest of the United States, but rather in the president themselves. Threatening and intimidating any government official who knowingly or unknowingly goes against the president's agenda. Openly threatening retaliation against anyone. Attacking whistleblowers. Dismissing any wrongdoing regardless of copious evidence showing they're guilty. Hide any document from the public they deem necessary. Present wild conspiracy theories backed by zero evidence as viable excuses for their behavior. And bribe any foreign country for any reason they want, even for personal benefit. That's what you're voting to make legal. And you can sit there and scream all day long about, well, that's not true. That's exactly what you're voting for. If you vote to acquit this president and you say, nope, no crime here, all that now becomes fair game because you've set precedent. And the only way you're going to undo it is a constitutional amendment. I can't wait for you guys to be bellyaching when a Democratic president does something you don't want to do. That will be hilarious. Till tomorrow. See ya.